The boating business is booming, but just who is fueling the industry right now? Joining me is Rafael Solo, CEO of the yacht company Fraser. So good to have you here, Rafael. Thanks so much for joining us. What does the demographic look like right now? Who is fueling this boom in yacht buying at the moment?
Well, Alexis, thank you so much for having me this afternoon. The yacht industry is going through some tremendous changes over the last few years. You know, I mean, the average age of our customers is spanning between 25 years old up to, 80 years old. We've been having sales with very young individuals of 25 years old, and obviously we're still selling yachts to a more mature, I would say, customers. I mean, but one thing is for sure, the average age of our customers over the last 2 years went from 55 to 65 down to 45 to 55. So clearly you see a strong shift here in who is buying yachts and also the number of people who are buying yachts.
So when you say as young as 25, what are these 25-year-olds doing that they can afford a yacht? So I have two questions for you. What is the average sale price of a yacht right now? And what industries are these young people coming to you from?
Well, I mean, today, you average sales price of a yacht would be $7 million, and that would be a 30-meter, 100-footer, basically because this is where you have the most numbers of boats in the inventory, but you know, it can start at 2-3 million all the way up to over 100 million. So going back to your questions, the younger customers, if I may say, who are joining our industry, they may come from Bitcoin investments or hedge funds for some, and some others are just selling their IT companies. So we've had some example whereby a gentleman sold a couple of softwares he developed himself and then went on into yachting, where he's having a rather good time today and is actually looking into buying a second yacht now. So you see the background of these younger buyers is pretty diverse, but mainly internet companies and obviously finance.
Now, you've done a booming business during the pandemic. You saw a 175% increase in sales from 2021 to 2020. I'm wondering what matters most to the buyers of these yachts right now. What are they looking for when they purchase one of these boats?
Well, I think there's many things you're looking at when you buy a yacht. As we all know, yacht is not an investment. It's a pleasure purchase. And what the people are looking for when they buy a yacht is one, to be together with their family in an environment which is obviously lately seen as safer because you can control the recruitment of your personnel, where you decide to go with your boat, where you decide to stay, how long you want to stay. So that's one major factor. And of course, also the boom of the so-called remote work the last couple of years, where people now realize they actually can do business away from the office. So some of our customers, they've been taking that opportunity to spend time on their yacht, sometimes 4, 5, 6 months in a row, together with their family, their kids, sometimes tutors to take care of the children. So all of this together has really been shedding a new light on yachting. So freedom, which for me, freedom is luxury. And of course, the fact of being able to explore new destinations whereby within the last 2 years, a lot of places were closed for tourists, hotels were closed or they're offering limited services. So if you go on a yacht, basically you have a full crew only for you to serve you. So that pleasure of having this great service and that pleasure of being able to go almost anywhere has been a big trigger for many.
And just talk quickly about inventory right now. And what is the resale market for these, or the used yacht market, look like right now?
Well, I mean, if I look at the market last year, we have had over 7.12 billion in sales inventory. So I can tell you already a lot of secondhand boats went sold. So what we are looking at coming into 2022 is potentially a lack of inventory, even though we see still a strong appetite for yachting, but we can see that boats are getting more difficult to find. The boat which we think will fit the best our clientele are maybe not easier to find. And of course, the shipyard, as I said, they also are going through the same challenges whereby, the waiting list for some of the shipyard is almost 4 to 5 years. So if you wanted today to build a new yacht, you will most likely have to wait between 4 to 5 years before taking delivery of the yacht. So we still have a huge demand in second-hand boats, but we are not necessarily able to find the right product immediately. You actually see today some off-market boats being sold, meaning we are calling some of our customers to see whether or not they would be interested in selling their yacht. So this is the market we're in today.
That is really wild. And they're certainly not cheap, but demand is strong. Rafael Solo, CEO of Fraser, thanks so much for being with us.